I was sailing down the coast of Washington off Grace Harbor.
Yes.
And there was I was on watch. Another man was with me, so we both saw the same thing. And it was 3:30 in the morning, and it was a very large cluster of green and red lights. Very, very bright. And they made a reflection on the water. We were about 6 miles off the coast, 6 to 8 miles off the coast, and it was between us and the coast. And we watched it for about 10 minutes through binoculars, and there was nothing connecting it to the water, so it wasn't on anybody's mast.
Yes.
The lights were about four vertical lights in the center, and then it went down to three on the sides. It looked as if you connected the lights, it might be elliptical, but it really wasn't that graphic. It wasn't that symmetrical.
Yes.
And we watched it for about 10 minutes, and then my watchmate said, you better get the skipper, and I tried to get the skipper out of bed. I just put my head down the accommodation ladder. So it was, I wasn't looking at it for about 3 minutes, for about 1 minute, and when I looked up, it was gone. And I asked my watchmate, where did it go? And I said, did it disappear? And he said, no, it's over there. And over to the right, there was a line of six lights. And I said, did it break up into six? And he said, no, it just went over and joined them. And there were six lights in a perfectly horizontal line above the horizon. And they were equidistantly spaced. And they were, we watched them for about 5-7 minutes, and then they disappeared. It just got dimmer and dimmer and dimmer.
What time, or what day was that?
This was Saturday morning at 3:30.
Okay. Now, did those lights appear to be moving independent of each other?
The lights that we saw, the six lights?
Yes.
Yes. Because the fourth light was not as bright as the others, and it was redder. And it seemed to be maybe out ahead.
Okay. Any estimate of distance from you?
Well, if we were, say, 8 miles out, the reflected light on the path on the water came to the boat. So I would say maybe it was 2 miles off.
Okay. How long did you feel you watched them all together?
I would say this whole thing, we watched it for about 20 minutes. And what makes me even more convinced of this, because I've always been somewhat skeptical, is that on watch, you're constantly looking for lights because it's the only thing that can tell you what you're going to run into. And we watched, we saw tugs under tow and fishing boats and things like that. And so you're constantly scanning the horizon all the way around you.
Yes.
And this suddenly appeared. I mean, it wasn't there and then it was.
Okay. And were you due west of Grays Harbor?
Due west of Grays Harbor.
Okay.
In fact, There's a lighthouse there, and I remember that was the only light, and we did not see that light because of such the bright lights of the red and green lights.
Okay. Do you have any problems with any of your instruments aboard the boat?
Not that I know of. I remember when I tried to get the skipper up, he asked me what time it was, and the digital thing is right there, and I read 3:37, and we had been watching it for a good 5 or 10 minutes,
okay.
And both of us with binoculars.
Okay.
Does this corroborate with anything anybody else has ever seen?
Well, we didn't get any reports for that particular day, but things like that have been seen many, many times.
I mean, that same description?
Yes.
Huh. Now, has this sighting been seen in that area before?
Not what I can remember by, just picking away at my memory. I don't recall anything in that
But the same description of the red and green lights?
Oh, yes, that's been seen many times.
Oh, good. Now, I'm going to be sailing back from Astoria next weekend.
Okay.
What should I particularly look for if I see it again? Or should I take a picture of it?
Try taking a picture. Of course, don't use any flash bulbs.
No.
Try to get something with fairly fast film.
Mm-hmm.
And watch for intelligent control. If the objects or the lights appear to be moving independently of each other or appear to be moving as though they were part of something else, watch for intelligent control.
Okay, I see.
That would be about all.
And maybe watch the instruments to see if they...
That would be a good idea if you have quite a few instruments aboard, like compasses and so forth, see if they react at all.
Yeah, we didn't even check that. We were just so in awe of what we were seeing.
Okay, where did you get our number?
I called the university, the astronomy department, and they said to look you up in the white pages.
Okay. Well, if we get any more on this, we'll sure let you know.
Hey, would you? I would be very curious.
Sure will.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.